Three high-powered casino operators pursuing development rights in Springfield passed the initial Phase 1 review. Each will now be asked to submit detailed proposals, including projections about economic benefits to the city and the state, and estimates of how many jobs the projects would create.
To use the sports analogy, the exhibition season is over, and it's about time now that we're going forward with the real game.
Kevin Kennedy, Chief Development Officer for the City of Springfield, said the next milestone in the casino competition is December 14th, when the Phase 2 bids are due. In the interim, each of the developers will be called on to make public presentations about their proposals. The companies will also have to pay a $400,000 non-refundable fee to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission to become an official applicant for a casino license.
Our process will not only be orderly, but it will be very public and very open and very transparent.
Ameristar Casinos has proposed a $910 million project on a 40-acre former industrial site on the city's east side. MGM Resorts is pitching an $800 million development in the south end of downtown Springfield. Penn National Gaming has announced an $807 million project in the north end of the city's downtown. The Phase 2 screenings will determine which of the developers the city will choose to negotiate host community agreements. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno Thursday named a six-member advisory committee to assist him with casino decisions.
The individuals that I'm going to name have the highest level of integrity and professionalism.
The panel includes Nancy Dusek Gomez, a retired Massachusetts trial court judge.
I don't know anything about casinos or gambling, which is why I think I'm a good choice here, because I'm a professional fact finder. I mean, that's what I did for 25 years.
Other members of the mayor's casino advisory committee are Kathleen Kane, a managing director with Northwestern Mutual Financial, Haskell Kennedy, a former civil rights official with the Connecticut Department of Labor, Jill McCarthy Payne, a criminal justice professor and former prosecutor, and Joanne Morales Harrison, community reentry manager for the Hampden County Sheriff's Department. The sixth member is City Development Chief Kevin Kennedy. State law permits just one resort casino license in western Massachusetts. In addition to the three companies competing in Springfield, Mohegan Sun has proposed a casino in Palmer. Two Springfield developers who were working with Hard Rock International to build a casino in Springfield have accused the head of the state's gaming commission of sabotaging their project. Anthony Signoli, a partner in Western Mass Development, says Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby encouraged a top Hard Rock executive to consider Eastern Massachusetts.
The chairman of the Gaming Commission in Massachusetts reaching out to Hard Rock, indicating to them there might be an opportunity for them in Greater Boston instead of in Springfield, you know, really is kind of an affront to the city of Springfield.
The Gaming Commission chairman, in an interview with ABC 40 of Springfield, said he did nothing inappropriate.
Our job is to try to get the maximum number of jobs, the maximum economic benefit for the people of Massachusetts. The way we do that is to have competition for all of our licenses. Springfield has had lots of competition. Western Mass has even more competition taken together. Eastern Mass at the moment has only had one, and we've been encouraging people, whether they're Hard Rock or anybody else, to consider Eastern Mass as well.
Published reports say Hard Rock is in fact looking at a site in the Boston area for a casino, and there is a new entry into the casino sweepstakes in Massachusetts. The Boston Globe reports Chicago real estate tycoon Neil Bloom is pursuing a casino development, but has not chosen a site. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.